All right, good. Sorry for the disruption. We're back. Sorry, Commissioner.
So I was in the middle of casting a vote. And thank you, Mayor. And I want to close by thanking Jeff Curtis, the Rose Festival.
I'm sorry, legal counsel's raising a flag here. That's correct.
Oh, that's right.
Liam, could you go ask Commissioner Fritz to join us?
Lindley, was your mic working? It didn't seem very loud. Is it green? Oh, sorry. Sorry. Go ahead. Try again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
This is now controlled. The screen downstairs. We can't print together. And here's everything. We're not in council right now.
We're not. But I'm glad you're paying attention to council rules.
Bill O'Reilly leaving Fox News.
He's leaving? Good.
Well, I mean, he's not.
With a $50 million severance package?
Oh. Wow.
Or $100 million, or whatever we can
do. All right. When did that happen? Morning?
Today. The news clicked me up.
All right, we have our quorum,
so we are now back in session. Commissioner Fish.
So, Mayor, again, I just want to thank our friends at the Rose Festival, and particularly Jeff Curtis, the leader, for a wonderful partnership in executing the MOU today. We are signaling an even stronger relationship between our official festival and City Hall. And it is an honor to be the liaison to the Rose Festival, and we're looking for many good things for years to come. So thank you very much. Thank you, colleagues. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you, Rose Festival Association.
Aye. Udaly.
I think members of the public brought up some valid points that we need to consider in the future. This MOA certainly doesn't preclude those conversations, and I look forward to further discussions with the Rose Festival and my colleagues. Aye.
Fritz.
Yes, it was unfortunate we had the disruption because I was going to ask for some more information about the funding of Fleet Week. And obviously we can continue to have those conversations and also about safety for people coming downtown during the festival and the potential impact of the staff on the ships interacting with folks on land. And I know that the festival has been working on that. I'm particularly proud of having sponsored the resolution with Mayor Adams and Commissioner Randy Leonard, one of the few that I can remember that I sponsored with those two members of the 2010 council to make it the official festival of Portland. And I appreciate Commissioner Fish's work on the memorandum of understanding and also the conversation that there's still some things that are not completely tied down. So that's good. We will continue to work. I very much appreciate the economic impact of the festival. Also, the efforts of the festival to diversify participants, particularly on the Rose Court, and that that's one of my favorite programs of the festival, because it's not a beauty pageant, it's not just for show. The young women who are selected generally have absolutely phenomenal academic records. They there's a participatory way to have them nominated to the court, and they're given a business mentor and a lot of training on things that will serve them well in whatever they choose to do in the rest of their life. So it's really a leadership training, as well as acknowledging the leaders they've already been in their particular high schools. And so I look forward to all of the events this year, and thank you very much. Aye.
Wheeler.
I very much support the Rose Festival folks coming in today. I want to appreciate the work that went into the MOU. It was a long process, and it is, of course, a living document, which means it is always subject to change at the request of the council, at the request of the Rose Festival. And I want to appreciate their efforts, particularly those who volunteer their time and their talent to help support these efforts in the city. So I vote aye. The ordinance is passed.